I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A lethal attack on Iraqi Christians has emphasized the critical need for this Sunday's International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. In the last year, the global church has suffered persecution in the form of arrests, personal attacks, and even murder. Open Doors' Carl Muller says our best defense is prayer.
Even when we do something as simple as turn our hearts to prayer on this Sunday for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, we do something powerful in the spiritual realm. We encourage the believers to continue to stand strong and to continue to be a light in a very dark place.
More IDOP information is available at our website. Elsewhere, a Pakistan court gives us more reason to pray. Just days ago, a woman was sentenced to death for blaspheming the Prophet Muhammad. Christian wife and mother Aisha Bibi was arrested in June 2009 after allegedly sharing her faith with some Muslim women. Now she's the first Pakistani woman to be hanged for blasphemy. Human rights groups have protested, and an appeal is still possible. Pray that Aisha would not be killed for spreading the gospel. A Mission Aviation Fellowship is celebrating the dedication of the newly rebuilt Nate Saint House in Shell, Ecuador. The house was the base of operations for reaching the Wadani Indians, the tribe responsible for the deaths of Saint and his fellow missionaries in the Andes Mountains. MAF Program Manager Dan Whitehead.
This first part of the house, we pretty much left it just like it was. If you've seen pictures of in Life magazine, right after the guys were killed on the beach, this is pretty much how the house looked at that point.
The house will now be used as MAF offices, a meeting hall, and apartment for short-term missionaries and visitors. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the book God Smuggler by Brother Andrew. It's a true life thriller that will inspire you to reach out to the persecuted church. Get your copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.